Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in for another Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. Happy New Year, and it is a blessing just to be able to be here another day. Amen. I am Brother John along with Dr. Suzanne, and we're here just to share the Word of God. And we just hope and we pray that we would be a blessing as well as you would be a blessing to us as we just feed on the Word of God. Amen. Today's topic is understanding the will of God. We're going to have prayer, then we're going to jump into Scripture, and we're going to open the mics and invite you to be a part of this Blog Talk Radio interactive study so you can share what God has laid on your heart as we open up the Scripture and just reveal what God has says through you. Amen. So we hope this to be a wonderful discussion, and we just look forward to you being a part of this day. Amen. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we come to say that we love you, and we just give you all the honor and the praise. Father, we cannot do anything without you, so we just open up our hearts. We open up our minds. Father, we just ask that you would just give us clarity as we share your word. Father, that you would just unveil the mysteries that you set forth, Father. For those that are listening, Father, we pray for a special blessing upon them. We pray, Father, that your word, Heavenly Father, would illuminate the hearts and minds, Father, for all those that's a part of this opportunity that you have given us. We pray for the sick and afflicted, Father. There are those, Heavenly Father, who's fallen short today, Father. We ask that you would just bless them, those who are in the hospital, Father, who have had something that has been shared with them, Heavenly Father, that may not agree with how you have created them. We pray in the name of Jesus for healing, Father. Pray for those, Heavenly Father, who are lacking physical and spiritual food at this time, Father. Lord, Father, we ask that we would walk by faith and not by sight, and we'll be sure to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise in the mighty, the majestic, and the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. We can begin again. Amen. Isn't that a beautiful thing, Sister Suzanne, just knowing that God has given us another year, another opportunity to begin again, to be able to do something that we have not done last year to do this year.
Amen.
We thank God for that.
Another chance.
Amen. Our first scripture is going to be coming from the book of Proverbs, and it is Proverbs 6:23. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to that, and we've opened up all the mics, and we just want to let you know that your mics are open for those of you that have called in. And if you have something to say, just go ahead and share what the Lord has laid on your heart. And we're going to just listen and be a part of what God has to share with you. Amen. Proverbs 6:23, one of my favorites. Amen. This is Suzanne. You want to read it?
Sure. I'm reading from the Living Bible. For their advice is a beam of light directed into the dark corners of their mind to warn them of danger and to give advice. So this is talking about wise counsel and following the advice of their elders. I'm going to go back to 20. Young man, obey your father and your mother. Take to heart all of their advice. Keep in mind everything they tell you. Every day and all night long, their counsel will lead you and save you from harm. When you wake up in the morning, let their instructions guide you into the new day. For their advice, the beam of light directed into the dark corners of your mind to warn you of danger and to give you a good life. Their counsel will keep you far away from prosperity with all their flattery and unfaithful wives
of others. Amen. Amen. That is one of my favorite scriptures, one of my favorite, speaking about the Word of God, which is what we're discussing this evening. The Word being a light or a lamp unto our path. Amen. So when I see the word, when I look at the word, I look at the word as it is a commandment. A commandment is how we are to walk. It's like a law that we are to follow. And if we follow that law, it will be, our path will be illuminated and will just show us directions, give us, the word just gives us instructions in so many ways and how we are to live our life. Amen? God's word, a candle which may be held in the hand, and it gives light to the word. It gives light to our path. It gives light to any dark path that we may encounter or any direction that we may walk. Amen.
So, and what's so beautiful about Proverbs is that with the Proverbs, if you read a chapter of Proverbs every day, and that's what a lot of parents teach their children to read a chapter a day,
mm-hmm.
and because there's one for every day in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, you learn God's plan for your life. You learn how to conduct, how to live in this world, how to live a holy life, a sanctified life, a life set apart.
Amen.
And there's so much wisdom in Proverbs.
Amen.
Just the passage that you just suggested, actually they were talking about that today on radio on one of the stations.
Mm-hmm.
About this same proverb, how as young people, we often think our parents' advice or our grandparents' or elders' advice was old-fashioned, or they don't know what they're talking about, or because they're older that they're not attuned with things of today.
Mm-hmm.
But we seek advice, and these young people will seek advice from people in their contemporary, which is really a total mistake, and they find themselves making mistakes and getting into certain situations, which is difficult for them to get out of a favorite situation. Because if you ask advice from someone who doesn't know any more than you do, what can you expect?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that somebody, young people or people without experience are going to more than likely tell you what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
They're guessing or they're telling you what you want to hear. But someone with experience, and especially someone with experience who loves you,
amen.
Who has invested in you, who cares for you, is going to give you wise advice,
amen.
Wise
counsel. Amen.
So these verses are teaching you how to follow the advice of your elders, of your parents.
Amen. I like that when you say it's for someone who loves you or someone who is invested in you. And isn't that how God is? God loves us, and there is an investment in us. When he died on the cross and he gave us another opportunity for life.
Yeah.
Amen. I like that. Someone who loves you and someone who has invested in you.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Would you say anything about that in terms of how the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path? Any comments? 216, any comments? We're looking at 216 numbers here. Any comments? We're going to open up the mics for you at this time. Amen, amen, amen. Another way that when I look at that, and I look to here and I kind of highlighted it, it's the light, what God's word does, it's almost like a torch or a lamp. And I can envision, when I think about that, I envision that walking through a forest or walking through an area that's dark and you don't know your way, but that torch or that lamp is giving you the opportunity to be able to see what's ahead. You know, and when I think about the Word of God, I think about it like that. It just gives us an opportunity to be able to see what direction to go to make sure that we don't stumble or we don't bump into any obstacles or, you know, just have anything to happen to us as we're walking. It just gives us direction of how to be able to get out of the forest if we are in the forest. And when I see those obstacles, I look at that like life. Life is obstacles for us, you know. And when we have obstacles in our life, and I may be talking to you at that time, whatever obstacles that you may be going through or have had, God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. You know, and he wants us, God wants us to be able to be able to stand by faith, to be able to walk by faith, and to know that his word is true and it does not come back void. So that's the blessing of knowing that we have God's word as we go through life and we have obstacles that we come up against or if we stumble. You know, and none of us is perfect, and we all do stumble. We all do fall short from the glory of God. So, but, you know, God's grace has given us an opportunity to know that he loves us, and as you said, he has invested in us. So we can be assured, you know, that we're going to make it out of the forest. We're going to make it out of whatever obstacles that we're going through or any situations that we may have. We're going to get out of it. We're going to come out of it. Amen? So that's the beauty of that, of knowing that. Just that we have a clear path that's marked out for us, and it doesn't make a difference where we are, what we're going through. God has given us his word. He has given us that lamp. He has given us that torch so that we can see our way out. All we have to do is just follow his instructions. Amen?
Amen.
Our next scripture, and for those of you that tuned in again, once again, we do thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio with New Beginnings. Brother John, Dr. Suzanne Clay, we're both hosting it this evening, and we are talking about the understanding the will of God. We just went over our scripture. Psalms 119 also says, and 105 is, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. Amen. And we just did Proverbs 6:23, talking about the commandments being a lamp and a law, and the law is considered a light unto our path. So as we move on, our next scripture that we're moving on, understanding the will of God, understanding the will of God, we're moving into Psalms 33:11. That's Psalms 33:11. Amen. And we're going to give you a few minutes so that you can locate it, Psalms, in the book of Psalms. And, of course, you know Psalms is right before Proverbs. So we're right there. Amen.
Psalms 33:11 says, I am thwarted by all my enemies, and even more by my neighbors to friends. They dread me to be, and look the other way when I go by.
So, could you read that again, please?
I am thwarted by, you said 31:11?
No, 33:11.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. No wonder I didn't understand. I'm going to ask you, what is the topic again? Okay, 33:11 in the Living Bible, read. But his own plan stands forever. His intentions are the same for every generation.
Amen. And my scripture says, the counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations.
Amen. But he doesn't change. God is the same.
Amen.
God is the same. Plan hasn't changed.
Amen. You know, and you think about the beauty of it, the counsel of the Lord, the counsel of the Lord. What he has determined shall be done. Amen? What he has determined, he being God, what he has determined shall be done. Amen? He determined to make a world, and he made it. He determined to create man, and he did just that. Amen? When he created him. Amen? He has done everything that he said that he was going to do. Even just manifesting in the flesh, that was done also. Amen? Tasting death for every man such as you and I, he's done that also. Everything that God said that he was going to do, he has done. And his counsel and his thoughts, amen, refer to our future advancements, how we're going to advance or what we're going to accomplish in our time. Counsel. And I'm getting right back when I think about you as talking about counsel in terms of parents' counsel. Parents give their children counsel every day. Counsel every day. Amen. We give counsel to our kids every day. And when I look at that, I see us as the kids. I look at as he being our father and we being the kids, and he gives us counsel every day. He counsels us every day. And whatever his word says is real.
Okay.
We can count it as done. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to have doubts about it. We should, God's word is real. And when it says his word does not come back void, God's word, whatever has been said, whatever he has counseled, it has been done, and it will get done. So we can be assured of that. We can be assured of that. Amen? When God says he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us, we can be assured that he will not do that. Amen? And that's the beauty of that. Knowing that God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to move on to Proverbs 16:1. Proverbs 16:1. I love jumping back from Proverbs to Psalms. Amen. Proverbs to Psalms. Proverbs 16:1. And any of our listeners would like to read, just let us know, and we will just turn it on over to you. Proverbs 16.
Proverbs 16:1 reads, "We can make our plans, but the final outcome is in God's hands."
So could you go on Proverbs 16:1 through 16:3? Sorry.
"We can make our plans, but the final outcome is in God's hands. We can always prove that we are right, but it's the Lord's intent. Commit your work to the Lord, and then it will be. The Lord has made everything for his own purposes."
Amen.
Sorry, I went too far.
It's okay. Read on tonight.
Okay. Even the wicked are punished. Pride disgusts the Lord. Take my word for it. Proud men shall be punished. Iniquity is atoned for by mercy and truth. Evil is avoided by reverence for God. When a man is trying to please God, God makes even his worst enemies to be at peace with him. A little gained honesty is better than great wealth gotten by dishonesty. We should make plans, counting on God to direct us.
Amen. And I definitely like that, how we should make plans and count on God to direct us. When we do make our plans, that they are, even though that we made out those plans, we do not take those plans as though we're going to finish those plans. We're going to complete those plans. We have to depend on God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. In mine, it was said 16:1, it says, the preparation of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. So God has prepared our heart. He has prepared our heart as men, as children of God. He has prepared our heart. But the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. And then it says, commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts shall be established. We put God first in whatever we do, whatever we're going through, whatever the situation may look like, God first. If we put God first, amen, that means if we keep our minds and our thoughts on God, they shall be established. And 9, where mine says, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And here we're still talking about the heart. The heart. The heart is what God looks at. You know, it's not what we say, but God looks at our heart. Amen? God looks at our heart, and he directs our steps. Right back to Proverbs 6:23. God directs our steps. Amen? And isn't that beautiful that whatever we come up with, whatever thoughts we have of trying to accomplish any type of deed in our life, whatever it is, God directs our steps. How about you? You think about in terms of the things that you do, and that's just a question. Do you put God first, or do we make our own choices, our own plans, and we try to accomplish them on our own? And I think that's what, you know, what it's saying here when it's saying that God directs our steps. He guides us. He directs our steps. Once we commit ourselves to the Lord, he's going to direct our steps. Amen? And what better way to go through life when we are directed by the Almighty God? Amen?
Amen.
What better way to live with knowing that we are directed by God himself? God is leading our life. God is directing our steps. Amen. So that it means whatever we do or wherever we walk, that God is directing our steps. Sometimes situations may appear that God is not there, but God is always with us. He is always with us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. There are dispositions in our heart, but the Lord is the answer of the tongue. The Lord has the last say. Man may come up with something that may happen. I can even look and think about friends who are in the hospital, and the doctors may have made a diagnosis of something that may happen or something that they may see. But God is the one who has the last word. God is the one who is going to determine what's going to happen. Amen? And if the outcome is not great in our eyesight, we don't know why God does things, we don't know his thoughts. We don't know his ways, but we have to know and depend that whatever the outcome is going to be, that God knows what's going to happen. You know, he's already looked into the future. He knows exactly what's going to happen. You know, but I also know that there is a place that's not made with hands. Amen? There is a place that is waiting for each and every one of us that's not made with hands. Amen. Paved with gold. Hallelujah. And God is just waiting on us. But until then, until we occupy this time, until we occupy our plans, we have to know that God is with us until the very end. Amen. He is with us to the very end. Amen. 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 God, we're going to open up if any comments from 216, any comments? Just please just go ahead and speak. Your mic has been open. Okay, hallelujah. We're going to continue on. As we continue on, we're looking at Jeremiah 29:11. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope.
Could you read that again?
For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope.
Amen. That sounds like to me that there is an expected end. Amen. It is a future of hope. Amen.
You want to come?
Sure.
Okay. I'll go back. For I know the plans I have, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. In those days you pray, I will live, and you will find me. If you look for me, in God. Right?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you want to make a comment on that?
It's just reassuring that the Lord has a plan for us. And it's one of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
And he promised to never return void.
Amen.
That we know we should be encouraged to know that we are in God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
It was part of the plan that he's always get that, just like it says that he hears us with the everyday concerns that we may have. He knows our heart, he knows our condition, our life is that he's saying, he was telling that he knows us, that we can the hindrance, the boom, any stumbling, the glider, you know, the food, whatever is stressing, so that I can find God and I can honor
Him. Yeah.
And when I earn it, my mind is on what I do, you know, later. My mind is on things that have to work or whatever, trust of faith, whatever distractions are. Like, there's the fear in your mind, scary stuff. Having a time to fight it, that you would do it, you could escape and be scared. And be scared from the floor.
Amen.
How can you hear? How can you hear if your mind, so busy, voice, or head is distracting?
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, that's so true. You know, how can you hear Him when you have, you know, all of these distractions going on in your head, you know, and God wants us, you know, to be at peace. You know, He wants us to be at peace. And I like what you said when you say it in terms of preparing ourselves before we come into church. Preparing ourselves before we come into church. And when I look at here, look at this in terms of Jeremiah, you know, he's talking about, you know, he gives like thoughts of peace, you know, and there's some comments in here that's made where he gives them for them to understand. He wants them to understand that His love was moved toward them, that He would perform His good word, His promises often repeated to them, such as He does ourselves. You know, His promises often are repeated to us with our situations and what we go through. His promises are often repeated. And that's what the word does. I have, you know, scriptures that I have within my mind and within my heart that kind of helps me along. You know, if God is for me, then who can, you know, be against me? You know, just different scriptures that I hold on to that helps me with whatever situations I go into. And I'm constantly repeating those scriptures, you know, in my mind. And when I'm constantly repeating those scriptures, it gives me peace. It helps me to unwind, to be able to settle down in whatever situation that I'm in. Another that I look at is that the full fulfillment of these, that they must pray, seek, and search. And I like that part there in terms of pray, seek, and search. And it reminds me of the word. It says knock, search, and ask. You know, or it's just the other way around. Ask, seek, and knock. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door shall be open. It kind of reminds me of that. When we pray, that we should pray, we should seek an answer and continue searching for whatever it is or wherever we are, you know.
Well, we have to understand through what the court is that you see that all of those are action.
Mm-hmm.
Action.
Amen.
We have to take action.
Amen, I like that.
And oftentimes people say, well, just sit around and wait, you know, when the Lord is putting it there, putting it in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have this. You know, you have to take the initiative to get up and access this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
amen.
To pray and to access this, to go with the air of expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, there's an action.
Amen.
There's an action. People say I'm praying for a job. Don't say it was, you know,
application.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. I like that action part. Yeah. You know, there's another part that I think about in terms of here when it talks about thoughts of peace that God wants, you know, them or even us to understand, or even in Jeremiah, that they sought Him with their whole heart. I look at that and I think about, you know, we as children of God, we are to seek God with our whole heart, with our whole heart. And in Jeremiah 29:10 through 13, it talks about that in terms of seeking God with his whole heart, that we should constantly seek God with our whole heart. I mean, believing and receiving, you know, believing that God is the God who says, you know, who is the God is the one who he says who he is, and we are seeking him with our whole heart for whatever it is that we're seeking for. And God looks at our heart, as you said before, you know, God looks at our heart. The heart is the central part of the children, and that we cannot hide. We can talk to one another, and we can say beautiful words, you know, we can say great things to each other, but the heart is what determines who we are, you know, and that's what God looks at. If we're seeking God with our whole heart, you know, God recognizes that. God recognizes it because he can see within our heart if we are serious or if we're not, you know. So, you know, in Jeremiah, it says seek him with our whole heart, and that's what we should do, you know. And if we hearken, that we will find him. We will find him. If we stop whatever it is we're doing, you know, I think about the word says, stand still, be still, and know that I am God. You know, sometimes as you was talking about the distractions in your mind, you know, the distractions that we go through in our life, sometimes we need to just stop and be still, you know, just stop and be still and know that I am God. Because when we're constantly moving with all the distractions, as you said, the things that we're going through, that we see, that we come up against, we have too many distractions, and it sometimes takes us away from the Lord. So God wants us to stop whatever it is that we're doing, you know, and he's saying that when we stop at whatever we're doing and we seek him with our whole heart, then we'll find him, that we'll find him. So that's the beauty of, you know, when we look at Jeremiah, that is the beauty of that part there. Amen?
Amen.
Again, we do thank you for tuning in, New Beginning Ministries. If you'd like to tune in or if you have a comment, for those of you that's listening by internet, just go to your chat, type in and we will respond to that question and open it up to those who are listening, and so we can get some feedback. You know, we are a body of Christ. We are a body, one body. We all come together just to share, to make sure that we are being able to be, that we are whole, amen, that we are whole. You know, your gift may be one thing, someone else's gift may be another, but it's all one body. We are the body of Christ. So that's the beauty of it all. Hallelujah. Moving on to our next scripture, and we are looking at, boy, time goes by fast, 16 minutes remaining, Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10. Amen. Ephesians 2:10.
Can I read it?
Sure, please.
Thank you. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should talk in them, should walk in them.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Well, what beauty of it than when we hear a child's voice just reading the Word of God. That is more beautiful than anything that we can, that's just beauty to our ears. Amen. For we are his workmanship created in Christ. Jesus understood his good work, which God has therefore ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. When we think about workmanship, we are his workmanship. We are the ones who God created. Amen. He created you and he created me. God created us. Amen. And when God created us, he said, that's good. When he created you, he said, that's good. Amen. So the beauty of it is knowing that God created you, he created me, and when he looks at us, he looks at us and says, that's good. We're going to do a good work. Amen. And he has ordained us that we should walk in them. Ordained. God has given us the blessings to be able to be his children, to be able to do good things. Because when he looked at you, he says, you are good work. You were made perfect. You were made just the way I wanted you to be made. And now he's ordained you to be able to do great, not good things, but great. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful?
And that goes back to our pastor's say that we're blessed to be a blessing.
Amen. Amen.
We're blessed to be a blessing.
Absolutely.
To others.
Absolutely. And that's what we're supposed to be, a blessing
exactly
to
what
one
Jesus
another.
Wants us to do.
Amen.
A lifetime of service. Of serving other people.
Amen. Amen.
Taking care of us. Loving us.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, God has created us and wants us to love one another. You know, he wants us to be able to be what he has ordained us to be as we walk in his footsteps, as we follow after Christ. Amen. As we follow after his holy life, amen, as we follow and be more like Christ, we're going to lead a holy life, amen? So that means that whatever that comes against us shall not prosper. Isn't that beautiful? So knowing that because of who we are and that we are created by God, amen, we are created by the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, amen, that we can do a good work and that we can do great things. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love that. I love that just knowing, you know, that divine shift that he has given us to be able to do great things. Amen. Amen. He firmly has us in his hand. And you know what? God knows how to handle things. God knows how to treat his children. He knows how to take care of us. We don't have to worry about that. God is taking care of us from the beginning until our very end. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Knowing that we always have someone who is protecting us, who is watching us no matter what the situation is, God's going to take care of us. Hallelujah. That's the beauty of it. Amen. We're moving on and we're looking at 11 minutes. I don't think we're going to finish all these scriptures that we have here, understanding the will of God. Amen. Amen. I love it. I love it. Boy, I just keep, you know, meditating on that last, you know, knowing that we have been predestined and he has appointed us to be able to do good things, great things.
It was a blessing this past a young boy's reading it.
Hallelujah.
That blessed me to have Young Lady D on radio. Is that our sister? Yes. Young
Lady. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. That we walk, our walk is often used, all right, to show how we are to live our life after Christ. Amen. I love that. We have Proverbs, back at Proverbs 22. Proverbs 15:22. Proverbs 15:22. If we still have that listener on, if you would like to read the scripture, we invite you.
I'll read it.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Okay. Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established.
Amen. Could you read that again? Boy, that sounds like beauty to my ears.
Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, when we look at that, think about counsel. We were talking about counsel. We receive counsel from our parents. Our parents love us. The parents love us, and they give us good counsel. You know, they give us good counsel in how we are to function. And if we don't follow that counsel that those parents or our Savior has given us, that plans can go wrong. They can go wrong. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Knowing that if we follow those instructions of our parents, and here we're talking about God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, if we follow his counsel, that the plans that we have will not go wrong. Man, that's almost like knowing that all we have to do is just follow the word of God, and we're going to have a good life. That's beautiful in knowing that.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. That is just so beautiful, even knowing that. Amen. Knowing that he will guide you, knowing that he's going to speak to us when we need him, knowing that he's going to teach us when we need to be taught. Amen. Knowing that whatever we do, we can always go to our parents and they will give us good counsel. Amen. Or we can go to Jesus Christ and he will give us good counsel by his word, by the word of God. Amen. We're moving on to John 16:3. Boy, we're going to let, you know, Jim will continue to go ahead and read this. John 16:3.
What's your question?
I have a question. What if it's hard to obey your parents?
What if you don't obey your parents?
Yes.
Well, let me just, you know, let's just, you know, think about that. If you don't obey your parents, I think that you could answer that. If you don't obey your parents, I would probably say that sometimes we choose not to obey our parents, and our parents may give us counsel of what we are not to do, and we may get away with it. You know, we may get away with it, or something might not, you know, things may not, nothing may not happen to us. We call it getting away, escaping that. Okay? But what happens is if we continue to not to obey our parents, or if we continue not to follow their instructions or their guidance, then we could end up having things could end up going wrong. Sometimes people end up in jail. Sometimes people end up losing their lives. Sometimes people end up just falling short in life. They have bad things that happen to them in life, and they just can't get it together.
Remember the scriptures in Proverbs tell us to seek wise counsel in life, and the Proverbs are the instructions for life. So the 34th Proverb, there's a chapter of Proverbs this day. So it's telling you how to live. So somebody who loves you, your parents, your elders, you know, the adults around you, you're supposed to seek wise counsel. So that means to be obedient to your parents, to be obedient to those of authority over you, and to seek wise counsel from people that have more experience than you have. And that God, the Proverbs also tell us that we don't do that, that you're being foolish, and that foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. And there's a price for foolishness, because the longer you're in foolishness, the longer you do the things that are wrong, the more of a fool you become, because you're not listening to wise counsel, because you're not speaking the words to follow things of the Lord or to live a righteous life. So the more you practice, the more you seek to do the right thing, the more the right thing will be natural to you. And remember, God's word says, honor thy mother and father, that your days may be long upon this earth. So it doesn't mean, so honoring and obeying sometimes are two different things. Honoring means I'm going to be loving to my mother and father. I'm going to serve them. I'm going to be there for them. It doesn't mean that you agree with absolutely everything they say or do, but because you're their child, you love them and you honor them. You love them. You respect them. You love them. You put them, you know, you hold them in high esteem. So you have to, God's word tells us that if you honor your mother and father, that you'll live a long life. There's a blessing to honoring your mother and father. The Lord will richly bless you for honoring your mother and father. And as far as obedience, obeying your parents and obeying your elders and to seek wise counsel, you will be richly blessed by a healthy life, by rewards, by the Lord seeing you, you know, watching you and rewarding you for doing the right thing. There's a reward for doing the right thing. And like Minister John said, and there's a penalty when you don't do the right thing. That penalty could be like from a child's perspective, detention, suspension, or punishment. Mm-hmm. You know, from the adult perspective, it would be penalties and lawsuits and penalties like late fees and losing things, having things repossessed or going to jail or going to court, you know, and that all comes from disobedience over time for doing something that's out of order. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. This is going to be our last scripture for this evening. We're looking at about 1 minute, 1 minute remaining, and we're going to close out. We do thank each and every one of you who's tuned in this evening, and we do invite you back next Wednesday, where we will continue understanding. In fact, no, we have a speaker from out of Warren, Ohio, who will be speaking next week. And then we're going to get right back into understanding the will of God. So we pray that you would tune in next week on Blog Talk Radio. My brother John, along with Dr. Suzanne, and we are New Beginnings Ministry, Blog Talk Radio Interactive Study. We do invite you to be a part of this each and every Wednesday so we can share the Word of God. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Until next time, God bless you.
My heart is called to be.